All right, Rabbi. We left off on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Six lines to the bottom. Avalam Ratzah Kohen Sok Shalom Bona Beotzah Chazis. Right in a bika where it's not the Makash, where there's no Chia Pleitor. You want to do it on your own? How do you prove that you own it for some day? Remember, Nachal Kotel. You make a Chazis. My Chazis. Rav Huna Afbele Lekarna Lebar. You tilt it. Outwards. Why not tilt it, make something tilted inwards? Because if it's on your side, then the other guy will also make it on his side because he has control over his side, and he'll say it's both yours. Okay, but if you're afraid of cheaters, then even if it's on his side, so you can just cut it off and then claim there's no puzzles. But Amar Gidi Day, don't say both yours. No, Gizuza may be. No, you can tell when it's cut off, and therefore it's still the evidence as yours. Igadami Amar Abhuna Mikhilkarna Mi Legav. Exactly the opposite. You put something tilted inside the navigable bar, why don't you do it outside? Guy is late. Because then your friend will cut it off. Your neighbor will cut it off and claim it's both yours. If so, then your friend will just add one on his side. And say it's yours. No, the poop maybe everyone could tell that it was attached later, and they'll see it was artificial. Okay. Baha mi bechutz katani. Ah, but doesn't say mi bechutz. So how could it be that ikadami bar kasha? Okay. End of the discussion of making it like go out this way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar nishaya ba'amsa mi lavar. He says the chazis does not mean you sort of curve the end of the wall, but rather that you smear an amma with some sort of special plaster that's not normally what the wall's made out of on the outside. Why not do it inside? Inside, then your friend will do it on his side. And claim it's both yours. If so, he can just scrape it off. But I'm going to do it and claim it's both yours. Now, if you can tell it was scraped off and you'll still have evidence. Hutza. What if you make it out of the wall, not out of bricks or stones or wood, etc., but you make it out of the woven lulav branches? When obviously it's not shayach to put cement or plaster on it. So how do you do? Chaz Amar of Nachmitz, Sinufe Yereche Milavar. Okay, so old question, what exactly is Sinufe Yereche? Rashi says here that the end of each leaf, when each leaf ends and you start the new leaf, you have them face the outside, where you attach the leaves to each other. Okay, why don't you do it on the inside? Because then your friend will also put more leaves on the inside and claim 12 years. Like he can cut off the ends of the leaves and throw them out. No, Mr. Glatina, you smear them with some. No, I guess not so heavy, kind of plaster. Hashanami asichavri, they call it. Sorry. The Hashanami of it, chavri, they call it. Also, we call it. He'll peel it off. Maybe, yeah, no, you'll recognize. Okay, Abai Yomar Hutza lays the candle over star. Abai says there's really no way to do it for Hutza. All these things won't work. You won't be able to recognize it. And therefore, there's no way to prove who built the hutzah wall unless you're a star. Fine. Also, we got shneim. Amrli rum kudigla rashi. Well, yashul lo zevel lo zeh. If it's shneim, you need double chazis. Why do you need double chazis? I mean, you make zero chazis. And if you remember, we thought that Rashi and Rabbi Gershom, this became a big machlok to Rishonim in the last sugya, had two different ways of reading this. Rashi says, how would lo yashul lo zevel lo zeh help? So if Rashi's lashon was, that if you don't make any chazis, it's a positive proof. It's an active proof that it's both of theirs. Since there is such thing as chazis in a bika and you didn't make it, that's an active statement. It's a positive active statement that it's both yours. While Rabbeinu Gershom, we thought, meant the different shot, because Rabbeinu Gershom here says Memela will know it's both theirs because since neither one has more of a chazaka than the other, he can't claim it's all his. So in a gershon, it's kind of like just passively. There's no chazaka, they're even, no one has a proof. So passively, if no one has a proof, then you split it 50-50. Or Rashi here made it look like actively. No, the fact that you didn't say a chazaka is an active positive statement of going out of your way to show it's both yours, because normally you would expect a chazaka. That tied into the discussion that we had on Amud Aleph, but we won't cover it now. Let's just read on the Gemara. Amalei lotzri, cut the kavim kavim na yovah aved yidei. No, the only reason you need a double chazis, really zero chazis, this could be enough. You need a double chazis because one guy might make a chazis. If there's no chazis, one guy will say, let me make a chazis with half and half it all for myself, dishonestly, he will have a chavir, I'm going to do it. His friend doesn't also have a chazis, he can say it's his. The Tana is counted the Ramai, Kamashle, the Tana is teaching us the Tana for Ramai, meaning this double chazis is only because we're afraid someone will make a fake chazis. I believe the Reisha left the Tana Ramai, isn't the Reisha, isn't the whole thing that comes to Ramai, of people who are going to illegally claim they built the fence? I'm like, Bishlon Reisha, Tana Dino, Shondina, Tana Takata, Seifa, Dina, Katani, I'm saying the ratio. The ratio says if one guy builds it, then the ratio tells us that if one guy wants to, he can build it on his own property. That's the din. What's the din? You're not high if one guy wants to build it on his own property. Then wants to teach you the din, wants to teach you the takana, just he builds a chazis. But in the seifa, there's no din. What's the seifa? If they both want to build, they can build. It's not a din. The ratio is a din. The din is if one guy wants a wall and the other guy doesn't, that's a valid question. In a bika, makom shenamar shelo ligdor, I want a wall, you don't. The answer is I build it on my own property. They also throw the chazis in for their own life. The safe is both want to build it, we both build it. First, if two people want to build something, they build whatever they want. Two people who agree can do whatever they want. So there's no need for a din. So why does it teach the kana? Amar bina hacha behutzi yaskinan. Here we're talking about if they build it out of chutzim, out of the gula branches or whatever, those woven branches, and the chiddush of this part of the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is it's really an extra part of the Mishnah. You didn't need to save it. It's just an extra part of the Mishnah. Why do you need an extra part of the Mishnah? Because you might have thought, like Abaye, then Hutza, there's no Yefer Eshtar, there's no way to make a Chazis. Gamashblan, an extra sentence of Chazis that you can make a Chazis even when you thought you couldn't, even in Hutza. Okay, Mishnah. Our subject. Hamak is Chayim Shalosh Chosav, someone who has fields around his friend's fields on three directions. The Gadar, Sarishonim, and Sashim, and Sashlishas, and he builds fences around the three directions. And the Chayim, and also, the middle guy, the Nikaf, doesn't have to pay the makif for the fence he built. Rabbi Yossi, or Amr B'Gavar Sarvi, he got up and built a fence on the fourth side, Megal and Olav, as Hakol. Then, where Megal go, we roll everything up to him, and he has to pay his share for the first four walls. Amar Rav Yehuda, that's even before we get to that. Okay, there's a lot of things here that are a little unclear. First of all, what's unclear is where is he building fences? Right? Where is he building fences? What are the two shittos?
Either in the joint area or in his own area.
Right, either in between the makif and nikaf or around. Right? If here is the nikaf's field, and here is the makif's field. Where is he building the three fences? Right? Is he building the three fences over here, and then the fourth one would be over there, or is he building them? Over here is a big machlokas between who and who. Who says the fence are inside, who says they're outside?
What?
Rashi here is not so clear, so Rabbi Yomi says it's not the same as Barakama. Rashi not so clear, but Rashi Barakama is very clear that it's the fences in the middle. Right, who says it is the inner? The inner, border, right? The inner boundary, let's say. Rashi and Bava Kamma is very, very explicit. Who else agrees with Rashi and Bava Kamma?
Yeah,
the inner boundary.
The Balamor.
The Balamor, right? The Balamor here says that very explicitly. Rabbeinu Yona here. Okay, I mean, it's a lot of little Shona here. Also says that, and it seems pretty clear to me that that is what the Rambam holds. The Rambam doesn't say in quite so many words, right? But I'll tell you why. Seems pretty clear that's what the Rambam holds. And you can tell me if you disagree. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says he brings our Mishnah, and then he says, Shkinen per gimel halacha gimel. He says, give me a second. You have to pay half the price if the land where the wall is both yours land. But if only one guy built it on his own land, then you pay less. I said, being that you pay depends if he built it on joint land or on both yours land. Okay, over it, if you're building it out here, then it seems obvious that the market built it on his own land, have to be built it on joint land. Right? If you build it here, then you could say, did he build it half and half, you know, sort of like the first Mishnah on joint land, or he build it on his own land? So the Rambam, I think from the Rambam, since the Rambam says that it makes a difference whether he built it on borderline half and half land or on the Makis land, then that really makes it sound like it's talking about the inner boundaries. Okay, he doesn't like address it so explicitly like Rashi and the Balmor. And the maybe you can get out of it. Maybe we'll discuss that. But that's really what it seems like. Who says it's talking about the outer boundary?
Tosfot.
Tosfos and Bava Kamma says it's talking about the outer boundary. Who else Tosfos says it's talking about the outer boundary?
Gosh. Maybe Gosh.
Gosh here says that, which again gives us pause to think about the Rambam. Okay, the Ramban and the Lachomos here says that, right? The Ramban. It's Mohammed and Felicia Ramban actually say pretty much the same thing in our Sugya, which is not super surprising. And a lot of Rishonim here say this. The Rinigash says it. The Ravid says it. The Ravid says it in two places. There's a Fidusha Ravid. The Ravid of Fidusha Shas. We don't have most of the Ravid's Fidusha Shas. What receptors do we have? Bava Kamma. And the Bava Zara mostly. Bava Kamma is a little more popular than the Bava Zara we also have. But the Shidim Gometzes had the Ravid's Pirush Rav Basra, and he regularly quotes Ravid's. And also, there's a Ravid that's coming from the Balamor, who said the same thing here. The Yad Ramah, the tons of the grid here. Okay, if you would, I mean, I'm not going to look everyone up, see more people say the same thing. And it sounds to me that that's the respondent here holds. Where would we find the respondent or so, yeah? Where did we find the rest of our sugya? Right, if it was Daf Lamed, then we'd have an answer, right? Because even though the Rashbam was took over later, the Hagos and Rashi are written by the Rashbam. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, see there's a long Hagon Rashi in the Mishnah. It's not only one. But it says, the Eim HaChayim Nosol Lo Seis Tum, Kedar Rina Stam, Bekim Mokim, Shnogu's leader, Hagoth, Tuf Mem Shin, Balin Eretayim, etc. That's Tuf Mem Shin. Right?
Tosfot Rabbeinu Shmuel.
Exactly, or Tosfos Morinu Shmuel. Right, the Mor the Tafmim Shin, the Shin is Shmuel, meaning this is added by the Rashbam. Okay, the Rashbam was also thinking about a Basra. At a certain point, he wrote the whole Pirush, at a certain point, he wrote Ghost on his grandfather. So, what does the Rashbam say? He says that, why would anyone have to pay? Don't we know what a Bika? There's no heads of Re'i, and you don't need walls. Why would you have to pay for walls? Who needs walls and a Bika? Well, are unnecessary, or silly, or extreme, you know, are irrelevant to the Bekka. So it just says Lashon is, the main Lashon is Balaam, you're talking about what's his Lashon. Avagav der Mila, the Stam Bekka, Makam Shalom, Shalom, Linker, who, Hanin Mila, Bin Bekka, the Bekka, the Kotel, the Balaam, between one field and the other, a Kotel, the Balaam, the Shalom, the Lobeina. That's what you don't need. My time the leg has a ge'ia. A whole still has it. The hamer still comes to. We saw that sort of linked or get there. So sort of tvachah. When they cut the hamels, you don't need dalad amos for hazigriya becca, but you do need a dalad amos coattail so that animals don't go in. But if your medayken is lushan, you'll tell me if you like the diuk or not. He says, "Hani mili be bicka le bicka the coattail for dalad amos. Hani mili between one guy's field and the next, and dalad amos you don't need. What's the contrast? You don't need." Between one field and the next, halalamos. But you do need yud tefachim, b'chor, not between one field and the next, but between all the fields and the wild where animals live. Right? So just the simple, you know, if you read and adopt it, ah, be'bikah le'bikah, you don't need. He could have just said, halalamos, you don't need, but yud tefachim, you do. He says, be'bikah le'bikah, you don't need. Between my field and your field, you don't need. Applying, but you do need between all the fields and Rosh Hashanah. So that's why I think the Mashma, so the Rashbam here, of the Rashbam in Arasugya, Josephus, the Rashbam is also that we're dealing with the outer walls. Okay, so this will, you know, affect a number of things.
Perfect. What's generally on the chicken? Is it like for the humans or the lush? Is it like what generally common? Like, can you contrast like thicker to thicker versus, I mean, I don't know what a thicker is.
A thicker is a field.
Which animals go on?
I mean, if you don't fence your field, animals are going to eat your crops, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not a farmer. That's what it seems to me. Says between my bick and your bick, you don't. Isn't that the counter seems to be between all the bickas and the animals you do? You know, which also makes sense. Like, it's, you know, like, why would I want to get rid of animals between me and you? To get rid of animals between all of us in the street. It sounds like he's Rashbam, even though he doesn't say it explicitly. Okay, now, just before we move on to the Gemara and try to understand the, by the way, the Rishonim, they really go to town with lots of technical questions of how they attack each other, like Tosos and Bava Kamma, right? Tosfos Bava Kamma has his attack on Rashi, should have read someplace, and says, how can you say that it's between them? A, because, or just not showing his order. What most people say is the Gemara Bava Kamma uses a phrase, at gormly a kefi yaseva. The outer guy can say to the inner guy, you made me have more perimeter. What do you mean more perimeter? If it's the inside walls, he didn't make him have more walls. He made him build all the walls. Because he wouldn't have had to build any walls if no one was inside. Okay, but everyone defends Rashi by either saying, Yisera Slavdavka, like more than zero is also more, or it's interesting, Rashi Bava Kamma made an interesting deal. What did Rashi say? Remember the picture of Rashi Bava Kamma? He said he already had outer walls, and now the Mishnah put him in the inner walls. You already had outer walls, then that makes the lashon better. Ah, the inner walls are only hekeki yaseira, they're only extra, because in addition to the outer walls, which are not what we're discussing here. So again, his two kashtos is the Rashi, where he says, how can you call the inner walls extra because of you? They're all because of him. Well, some reason I'm saying extra is locked off, or you can think, no, it's extra because of him, because without him I would have built the outside. And with him, I built the outside and the inside. Tosh's other kasha and Rashi was, how could the Gemara there have a Havamina that says it's then of Zelo Chasr. How can you remember having this then of Zelo Chasr that the Nikab is being Nenef, but the Makif is not being Chasr? The Makif is being Chasr because he had to build fences to protect himself from the Re'iyah of the Nikab, to separate himself from the Nikab. That's also not a big question. You could say that we think this means then Nenef. Vizelo chaser, because even though he built the fence, it's only to protect himself from the nikah, but he didn't have to protect himself from the nikah because we're not worried about him in there. Like the nikah folks were really threatening him. Okay, so Lamaisa, both shots are possible. Let's go on then to the other machlok between the Balamor and the Mochamos here. How does this tie in? Now we'll answer this question on many levels, but how does this tie into our earlier sunyas, everything we're talking now about, and especially the last, like Amud, Makam Shenagu Ligdar, Makam Shenagu Lo Ligdar, let's review the Allah's Mabikah. right? Important to everyone, even the Raman. Very clear. If it's Makom Shenog only during a Dika, you have to build a fence. If it's Makom Shenog only during, you don't build a fence. Okay. Is this Makom Shenog Ligdor or Makom Shenog Shalol Ligdor? What kind of Makom is this? It's a big, it's clear that it's a Dika. Or clear, or to almost everyone that it's a Dika. I know how far we got in the course. Very well. So, yeah. Who's the only one who doesn't say it's a Dika?
The Rambam.
But we didn't get there yet. Is this a Makom Shenog Ligdor or Makom Shenog Lo Ligdor? What does Rashi say? Second Rashi on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Lo Ligdor. What? Lo Ligdor. Rashi, what does Rashi say? Amechayim Yisrael lost his clone, Kedarmina, the Stam Bika, Makom Shenog Lo Ligdor. Rashi says, he remember what the Rambam said. So, hold on. So, what is Rashi implying? Why does it have to be a Makom Shenog Shalol Ligdor? If a Makom Shenog Ligdor, then obviously you have to pay. Makom Shenog Ligdor, why do you have to pay? That's the whole point of the first paragraph of Rashi. Then Chatzer, Regina, or Makom Shenog Ligdor, you have to pay. That's the whole thing. Makom Shenog Ligdor, you have to pay. So obviously, when here we're just stuffing whether or not you're required to pay, and only in some circumstances, and only if he does the fourth wall, etc. Meaning, in a Makom Shenog Ligdor, you have to pay for the first wall also. You have to pay for everything. And then you have to build more walls. Right? So, that's what Rashi says, and most Mefarshim agree with him. Who else on our recorders agrees with Rashi?
The Reshba. We have.
Well, there's something so complicated. Who else agrees with Rashi? The Ramban, the Mechavos. He says, "Avad et So, what kind of makom is it? Nagu Ligdor or Nagu Shalom Ligdor? This is Rashi and the Ramban. Etc. I mean, all the Talmidim of the Ramban also found that there are the Rashba, the Ran, etc., etc. Who's the Makom Shenog Ligdor? The Alamor. Okay, each of these has a challenge. I admit I'm a little misunderstood about this. How do you the Rush says something similar to the Rashba, a little slightly different language. Before you. Each of these has a slight problem. One of them is much more of a problem than the other. Okay, what's the problem with the Balamor? Why did the Ramban reject the Balamor? If it's a Makom Shenog Ligdor, then you're hired to pay for half of this wall in the first place.
Yeah, so.
Why is there any discussion of, remember, we didn't get to the Gemara yet, but we learned the Gemara. Of you're only chayav, you're not chayav if you build three walls. But then you should be chayav right away. And then maybe you're only chayav agar nefira or come in bazol. No, you're chayav the regular price, not bazol. You're chayav the full price. And maybe you're only chayav if the nikaf built the fourth wall, not the makif, not bazol. Maybe you're only chayav for the fourth wall, not for the first three. No, you're chayav pay everything. The whole sugya doesn't make sense. This is the Ramban's question. But what's the problem? The problem is just obvious. You're always chayav. I don't care if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't care how much, you're always chayav. That's the whole din of Makom Shenog Ligdor Chayav Shtam. Why is there a sugya about whether you have to pay or not? Right? Why in Bamakan they start calling it Zenan of Zeluchasar, Zenan of Zeluchasar? But he has any sugyas. That's the Pashna Shukhan half the day. No, that's your bottom. But what's the question of Ramban is not really such a super great question, but the Ramban sort of asks this himself. The Ramban says, well, hold on a second. If the Makom Shenog Shalol Ligdor, you're putter from paying. If you're putter from paying, then how can the Gemara make you pay if the guy goes ahead and builds all four? Like, that's not fair. You're putter from paying. The halacha is your putter. How can I build four walls and make you chayav? Right? At least assuming Ramanda or Tamah. It's a finika. It's different. Right? So here's the question. Meaning, the question is like either you're putter or you're chayav. Why does it depend on the circumstances? Right? Argamar says it depends on the circumstances. Three walls putter, four walls chayav. And then even when it says four walls chayiv, we don't know if it means chayiv on the fourth or chayiv on all four. We don't mean chayiv if the nika built the fourth, if the makid built the fourth. We don't know chayiv kamisha god the kamosha gada or bekonim zol or agar tira. Why didn't just pasha chayiv or plucker? So here's the opposite question. The question he asks himself is, if the halacha is putter, how can the makif build? I mean, you chayav. If the halacha is putter, how can the makif build and make you chayav? After all, the halacha is that you're putter. And then the Raman defends himself and says that, no, the halacha is that you are putter if you insist from the beginning that you're putter, right? If you're mocha me'ikara. Right? The reason when we say, I declare I don't want the fence and I don't want to pay, then talk to your putter. Our whole sugya is trying to figure, but if you built the fence and you're so safe, maybe that shtika is a little hodah that it's nicher for you to have the fence, then it's a different story. Right? So, Ramban answers the Ramban to defend himself, no problem. And okay. Meaning for the Ramban, there's nothing so throwing out. Although Allah says you're Potter, I can say you're Chayav. The Allah says you're Potter if from the beginning you stand up on your right to be Potter. But if from the beginning you get some ambiguity, then maybe you end up being Chayav. But the Balamor is kind of a tough question. Here, before we answer, before we defend the Balamor, yeah.
On the Ramban, why does Ramban stop saying
that? That just begs the question, meaning if the halacha is, because the halacha is that you're puttered.
Yeah, he's puttered.
No, but the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara is not a Chayav. The Gemara says he's puttered. If he's putter, that means he's putter. Not he's assuming this. Again, maybe you're too much of a brisk for a kid. But he says, when the Gemara says putter, it doesn't mean putter else this didn't, but really chayav. That's not how the Gemara talks. When the Gemara says putter, it means putter lamaisa. The Gemara says putter lamaisa, but every case then ends at chasa, you're chayav lamaisa. So how can the Gemara say putter lamaisa if you're really chayav lamaisa? The answer is no, you're putter lamaisa if you object me with hakdim and say, I want no part of this. And you're chayav lamaisa if you're stuck to put hakdim and let it go ahead. And then, then it's Michalei. Okay, I think that's a reasonable enough. I think that's a reasonable enough answer. The assumption is no. That if in the beginning you said, I absolutely declare I want nothing to do with this, then we would not be mistaken. So that's not right. Okay, the Balamor is a tough question. Here I'm a little misunderstood. I want to defend Balamor, but where does the Rashbam fit here? What does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says, even though Stam Bikkud Makum Shinagush Lolig Darhu, that's only in terms of hand degree between Bikkud and Alas. But in terms of preventing animals from coming, you're fucking. You must fill the Sar Tachim in order to prevent the animals from coming. It's not exactly clear to me what he means by Sarich, by must. Doesn't he must, meaning, Lichatchila, I can sue you and chip in for it? Or does he mean by must, it's a useful thing? It's a useful need that everyone needs. That's what I'm not sure what by Sarich meaning. Mm-hmm. Is he coming to Makam Shalom Dog or Ligdor? But he says, but that's animals separate. I'm not sure if Ramban is more like the Balamor or more like the Machamos. It depends how you read his books. Woman being the Rashbam is this. Aren't you Parker from building the wall? So why are you being behind the guy? Mm-hmm. The answer is you're Potter from building a Hezekiah wall between everyone's field, Dal and Amos. But all shukim have to chip in, just like the Mishnah says. On Daf Zion and Bays, that Kofros or Limnos Beshar Bedelos Lachotzer, etc., that, you know, we force you to chip in for needs. Likewise, we force you to chip in for a wall to keep out the Bengals. In which case, it's like a Balmor. Really, Alpidin, you have to build this wall to keep out the Bengals. And then you can ask the same question against Balmor. Alpidin, you have to build the wall. And why is there a whole sugya about whether you have to pay and how much you have to pay and who has to pay, etc.?
Isn't he speaking about the wall that's facing the Rishus HaRabim?
Yeah. So does everyone have to chip in Alpidin to build it or not?
I don't think he cares at this point.
No, I don't care if he cares. I want an answer. According to Rashbam, can I sue you to chip in L'chadchila for a wall facing Rishus HaRabim or not? Can I sue you or not? According to the Rashbam. That's a valid question.
I don't have the right to sue the market.
What?
What's he got to do with your wall?
No, maybe the market can sue the Mikaf because they share an area, and whoever shares an area has to pay for the joint needs.
He doesn't share that. He's got nothing to do with that.
Okay. Anyway, I just. Okay, so what you're saying is, of course, he can't sue him. So what does the Rashbam mean by tsarich? What does he mean by tsarich? It's a need, meaning it's a practical need. Right? Okay. So there are two ways. One reason there's problems is who needs walls and bickers? Those are meaning. Those are pointless. Why would anyone pay for something pointless and unnecessary? The answer is no. It's something very, very useful and necessary. And if so, then we could say there's really, you know, more along the lines of the, and here's the rest of the geder. If all he means by that is that it is a useful thing, then it's a useful thing. Okay, something useful. Having was a useful thing. Walls are useless. Why would anyone pay for something useless? That's clear. There's no such challenge to pay for useless things, right? It's obvious that no one ever has to pay for useless things. That's very clear. The answer is no, it's a useful thing. It's like practically necessary. And by tzarech, he means practical tzarech. And by tzarech, he means a halachic tzarech, meaning all farmers in the area have to chip in or a geder, if he means a practical tzorech, then he's going to be in the same boat as the Balamar. Tzorech, if he means like tzorech, no, all farmers in the Alpidin, all farmers have to chip in for a geder sar tfachim, then he's going to be more like the Balamar. If all farmers have to chip in Alpidin for a geder sar tfachim, then why in our Gemara have any havlina that you should not have to chip in?
The maybe talking about the Dalet Amos stuff. Maybe they don't.
The halachic tzarech. What's the halachic tzarech? That there's basically the Rishus HaRabim, maybe a big road, and then there are fields that are adjacent to the
Rishus,
but all further because further away from the Rishus HaRabim will also benefit from their big
road. Let's say here's your Rishus HaRabim, here's your highways, and here's, you know, a bunch of guys, Reuben and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Zvulun. You know, so they all have to chip in for this.
Because they'll all be damaged by this.
Yeah. And it's just like everyone in town has to pay for the needs of the town. Everyone in the chutzer has to pay for the needs of the chutzer. Meaning, I just don't know what the Rashbam means by tzarech. It's hard to even know what it means by tzarech.
And it's tzarech because you'll have animals and everything.
No, the animals from Rishus HaRabim will eat your crops.
Then why is there halacha?
No, because it's halacha that any people who are together in a place have to chip in for the needs. Right? Why does everyone in the cluster have to chip in for the big shower?
You have to be lucky. You have to be
chip in for communal needs. It's halacha to chip in for communal needs.
Because the neighbor theoretically doesn't want their crops being damaged.
So none of you want your crops being damaged. Right, we know. Let's say we're in a Hobbesian state of nature. None of you want your crops to be damaged. Who would pay for the wall? And you pay, play chicken and see who gave it first and paid for the wall. Right? Well, because you have to chip it equally. So, okay.
Well, is there an argument of that about how you actually construct the market in the kneecap, or whether the market actually is adjacent to the or not?
Well, the market is definitely adjacent to the problem. Someone has to be adjacent to the problem. Can I have a
sorry, I meant the market needs to be within the kneecap. It's not.
Okay, that's a good question. Is the kneecap adjacent to the problem or not? Yeah. Good question. We'll deal with it. Okay.
And that doesn't have an argument in this question at all.
I'm not sure. No, I don't think so. No, I don't know what we're thinking of there. I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
So then obviously he would be higher.
If that's what it means, maybe there's not only you need that are about what they're talking about. Anyway, all I'm saying is that maybe I was hoping someone here would be able to agree one way or the other and tell me which one is right, which one is wrong. Sorry?
I mean, if you're telling me that you made a system down lower, then there's then for what to say it's not a function of the lower goal. I just heard that after. And you go through all this trouble just to ultimately get to the exact conclusion of the bound lower?
So the answer is no. He goes through all this trouble not to get to the same conclusion as the Balamore, but because if it was a Makom Shin, if it was a Makom Shinogo Ligdar because of Hezek Re'ia, then he would say that I'm Nene by these three walls because now he can't see me anymore. But if it's as far as the animals, then these three walls are not Nene because the animals can still come in. Okay. Ari's arguing against my second possibility. Okay, we'll leave the response aside for now. I'll let you think about it. Let's defend the Balamore. Who's ready to defend the Balamore? Start with people who don't have Masif in front of them. How do you defend the Balamore? How do you defend the Balamore? It's a good question. I think it's a good question about having the Balamore.
Yeah.
If the Malkum should know the link door, then before anyone builds anything, everyone's tied to the half of the wall. If everyone's tied to the half of the wall, then what's the half amina that you shouldn't pay?
You could say with Moshe, like the opposite of what you said of the Ramban, the mirror image of the Ramban, that he was Moshe in the first place.
Maybe you could say, Joel is trying unsuccessfully to say, right, what's the answer? I'll tell you why I don't like that.
I didn't either.
You're right, but... Right, let's say a little better. I'll tell you why I don't like it. Since he built on his own, he was local. Joel wants to say Mechila. That's the answer. Of course, normally you are chayav to pay. Everyone's chayav to pay half. And there's also a thing, even if I only build three walls, you're chayav to pay half. But over here, since one guy went ahead and built it on his own, therefore you're local. The reason why I don't think that's possible is because read the whole case of the Mishnah. What's the whole case of the Mishnah? I built three walls, and then I sue you to pay me for the walls. And the answer is, nope, you don't have to pay me three walls yet. But if I build four walls, then you do have to pay me, and it's all my folks in the Merwin. Obviously, the guy won't build those. He's suing him to pay for the walls as soon as he finishes building them. Unless you want to be very midchak and say, no, since he went ahead and built by himself, obviously he was mochel at the time and then changed his mind and retracted his mechila, and it's too late to retract his mechila. But I think that's going to be to me, that sounds a little dark. Right, you have to say he was mochel. Oh, but right now he's suing him. That's the case of the Mishnah. He's not suing him, then you don't need a Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah doesn't say, if I built something and don't ask you for money, you're puzzled. No, if I built something and don't ask you for money, of course you're puzzled. Then I built it and I come and sue you for money. So you have to say he was mochel. You have to say, since he built it on his own, then it's an omdana. That he was mochel, and then illegally retracted his mechila. Right? He must have been mochel when he built it. Oh, now he's suing you. He retracted his mechila. It's too late to retract the mechila. That's a big umdana for the Balamor to say. And also, no, even that's not going to work. Because look at the Gemara of Kama. Again, the Balamor holds we don't agree with the Gemara of Kama. Zen Anim Zephapatzer, Zen Anim Zephaser. Meaning, I'm suing you for certain grounds. Why not just say it's all a matter of whether you're Mochel or not? it seems like the discussion of the Gemara is not whether or not it was Moshe, whether I have grounds to sue you. So this is very dachuk. It doesn't sound from the whole Gemara should have said, was I Moshe or not? Of course I have grounds to sue you. It sounds like you need grounds to sue me. So I think this is very dachuk. I'm looking for a better defense.
Instead of like, you know, change his mind, a legal change of mind, what if the Mencios, they had a type of wild war against them? What if the Mencios changed where the danger to
But it doesn't matter because, first of all, the Balamor holds that the Zechid has a Briya, right? It's, again, everyone but the Rama, most of the has a Briya, the Hezbriya didn't change. I can make you pay half for the walls because it has a Briya. Then I build it myself. And then I sue you to pay me. So you're saying, it must be, I built it myself, so I was mostly you paying half, and then I changed my mind illegally and claimed my control fell and lied and I sued you. Yeah, what it sounds like from the Shaka was higher than any of the Sukkahs. Does anyone have a better way to defend the Balamor?
Yeah, I think the Balamara is saying that it's only when you build four walls, that's the shear that's mechayev you. Until four walls, you're not chayev in the bika, and that's when the minhag comes into play. Because the minhag, he says, in the bika is not to build a fourth wall because you don't care about Rishus HaRabim, so it's only when you build a fourth wall that you're mechayev him to pay.
So, first of all, that would still not explain. How about the Mandamar that if the Makit builds all four, you don't have to pay only if the Nika builds all four? Wouldn't explain that Mandamar. How about the Mandamar that you only have to pay for the fourth wall, not for the first three? Wouldn't explain that Mandamar. So, it's really not going to explain all the Mandamars. Not to mention, like, it's still not true. I don't understand. Makav Shinagu Ligdur. I can't sue you to build one wall at a time. Not only that, but what's the layout? The pashtus of the layout is, well, not 100% clear. I don't remember if I have a diuk in the Balamor as to exactly what the layout is. Meaning, am I on four sides of him or am I only on three sides of him?
I think three to the bone.
Right? What does it say in the Sifta? It's very hard. I must say, he said parts of Rishus HaRabim, right? So according to the Balamor, if it's parts of Rishus HaRabim, I only have three walls in common with you. So why don't you have to pay for three walls? That takes away, that's your fee of Hezri, you have to pay three walls between us. Between me and someone else is not your fee. That's someone else's fee. So I don't think
it's wrong territory.
I have two answers for the Balamor. What did Joel say? Joel's been coming for me. The Meiri gives an answer for the Balamor. Yeah. I don't know if he says he's giving it to Balamor, he says he's giving it to someone else, you know, because he has a lot of nicknamed people floating around. We think there are four drachma and children to Kirk Masugyan and Kalaisal and Shonen. Maybe you could say like this. You could say, what's the Chiyav Al Pidin? The Chiyav is inspired by the Rambam, obviously, you were. The Chiyav Al Pidin is that I could force you to go have these on the wall. Right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like in the Mishnah, I can force you to pay half of the wall, build it half on my land and half in your land, and it'll be half my wall and half your wall. That's when I can pay you half. Just more radical. It says, no. The Chiyav of Hezek Re'iyah is to pay half of a kotel that will be half yours. The Chiyav is pay half for a kotel that will be half yours. And what's the okimta in this case? Here, the okimta is that the makif built only on his own land and owns the whole kotel. The makif built only on his own land and owns the whole kotel. The Rambam already said, well, in that case, you shouldn't have to pay him quite as much. That, well, if he's going to own the whole kotel, then you didn't bet for quite as much as you could have. Maybe the Lord just takes it this way, he takes it a little further, and maybe the Lord says, when do I pay half? I pay half if I'm getting my money for it. We should build a kotel, half on my land, half on your land. I should pay for half, you should pay for half. I can use the wall halfway, you can use it halfway. If it ever falls down, it's half mine, half yours, etc. I can build a building from it, you can build a building from it. Then what they have. But the okimta here is the makif did the wrong thing and built it only on his land and wants to own the whole kotel. If he wants to build it only on his land and wants to own the whole kotel, what he's basically saying is,
I don't want to use the din derabbanan of Hezekiah. I don't want to use the code of Hezekiah. Instead, I want my own walls for my own business. If so, then he forfeited his rights to the code of Hezekiah. Once he forfeited those rights, then it's only a matter of said and asked.
So why are you coming?
And therefore, he forfeited his rights under Hezekiah. And why is he having the fourth wall? For a different reason. Even though he forfeited his ear rights, he still has rights under then and Zechasser. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And only has a different kind of Zechasser. Okay, it's a different kind of then and Zechasser. But he lost his right. When he went into his ear rights, so let's first of all say, the matter was Mochel has rights by building on his own. I think that's a little rough. Because then why wasn't he also Mochel? It's for sure impossible. If he was Mochel has rights, he was also Mochel then of Chasser rights. If he was Mochel, he's Mochel everything. Why can he sue afterwards? Right? He can sue afterwards for Nen and Chasser if he built the fourth wall under certain circumstances. If he was Mochel, he's Mochel everything. You're not going to tell me it's an umdina that by building on his own, he was Mochel his rights to super Hezekiah, but not his rights to super Nen and Chasser. Nah, that's too dumb. I'm not going to write dumb. I'm going to write this is impossible. Because then why wasn't he Mochel his rights to for Nebuchadnezzar? And if you tell me it's umdra that by building on his own first, he meant I'm mochel the right to sue you for Hezekiah money, but I'm keeping the right to sue you for Nebuchadnezzar money, that's no one makes sense. Okay, so that's one possible answer. The Meiri defends the Baal HaMor, and he says, since he broke the rules of the Hezekiah wall, and he built a wall in a way that took advantage and benefit of himself more than he was supposed to, then he's already sitting. I mochel the Hezekiah, because I'd rather have my own wall and do things on my own. I'm mochel doing it jointly because I want to keep the whole wall for myself, because it's beneficial for me to own the whole wall. And therefore, he only has a much lower level kind of
Rabbi, I don't understand. Why do you have to say it was mochel the Hezekiah and just so you can't collect? Oh, sorry.
Why would
he
build a wall from Rosh
Hashanah? Okay, great question. Meaning, where is this fourth wall? Is the fourth wall between the Nikah and Rosh Hashanah, he's building it completely altruistically? Or is the, okay, let's...
And if it would be altruistically, then would
the
Nikah have to
be like not Torah? Maybe, that's the point of the basically, that is a big machlokes Rishonim. It's hard to mediate what everyone says, but what's this? What's the fourth wall? Where's this fourth wall? So interesting, Rashi and the Rashba say, no, the fourth wall means he was on all four sides. The fourth wall means if he was on all four sides, right? Like Ravina, who's, well, this Pashup shot is Ravina, Akpe Larado, I wrote that Ravina was Akpe Larunya, May Arba Rechosav. It means that he was also on the fourth side. But Ravina Yonah understands, no, he just altruistically built a wall here. Of course, maybe it wasn't altruistic. Maybe he built this that he could sue for the first three walls, right? Okay, but maybe we will come back to that in a moment. Of course, if you're dealing with the outside walls, then it really makes sense why he needs to build a wall here, because just to protect himself from animals, he needs to build a wall there, right? So then that's much easier to say, right? If you're, what's the case of four walls? The four walls, I understand. The tricky part of the sugya is that no one's even sure what the case is. But if you're talking about the outer walls, then it's pretty possible that what's he building? He's building. Oh, why is he building on his property? Because that's the only way to keep animals out of his own property, right? Meaning, it's a lot less fencing to build over here than to build and go over there. If you're talking about the inner walls, And that is a machlokas. Rabbi Yona assumes that we built like this. He mamish built a wall to protect the inner guy from the street, having nothing to do with the stuff whatsoever. And it was totally altruistic. But Rashi and Baba Kama is explicit, and the Rashba here, when he tries to get the Rashba here, I didn't put any list because I didn't see a clear Akhra. The Rashba and the Ran and some others just like say, oh, there's this Kham, this Kham. Clear if they have a hachra, they're going to say, well, it's sadly going to lean a little more, but there's no clear leaning. Anyway, what does the Rashba say? He says that no, when it says four sides, it actually means, and this is explicit in Rashi Baba Kama, that it was like this. I mean, and if the case was there was a fourth side to build and you built it, then this would be. So this is Rashi and Baba Kama, is very explicit. And the Rashba here. Okay, so we're not sure, you're right, we're not sure what the scenario of three walls is. We're not sure what the scenario of four walls is. Why would the guy build a fourth wall? Well, if it's outer walls, it makes perfect sense. If it's inner walls, either just change the case a little, meaning he built the fourth wall because there was a fourth boundary between them, or he was totally altruistic, or at least totally altruistic, in order to then sue and recoup his losses. And let us get back to the Balamor. So this is, I think, a valid defense of the Balamor. I thought also maybe you could say a slightly different defense of the Balamor. I actually noticed the Birka Shmuel. I never understand what the Birka Shmuel is saying. The Birka Shmuel says something, and I think it's something reminiscent of what I'm going to say, perhaps, or something that has something to do with what I'm going to say. Maybe it is what I'm going to say, even though that's not what his words sounded like. Okay, unclear. Maybe you could say a different shot for the Palomar. And say that's due to some longness. What can we say to the Palomar? That, after what's the cost of the Palomar? If you're chayav milechatchila to each build a wall, then how can you say if I went ahead and built, I can't sue you anymore? By the way, it's obvious. Let me make one thing obvious. The Mishnah of the Hayav Allah. Right? The Kotel falls and I build it, I can sue you to pay me back. It's clear that if I say, I am hereby suing you, I take it to court, I demand that you chip in for the wall, I'm building it as I demand that you chip in for it, then okay, then I already sued you before I built the wall. That's clear. Versus if I sue you afterwards. You don't think it's Mechila. If it's Mechila, then why should you be able to sue you for Hana and Chasson? He was false. And don't say such a lot that he's multiple one did and not the other that's speaking. You could say it's Balamor, because since he didn't build the kind of wall you're supposed to build for Hezekraia, he forfeited his right to the Hezekraia track by not building a wall that's in between. Or you could say like this. Maybe Balamor will say like this. He'll say, why am I chayef to build a wall? Why am I chayef to build a wall? Is it because I owe you a wall? Why am I chayef to build a wall to prevent Hezekraia? Right? I mean, not I'm chayef to build a wall. What am I really chayef? I'm not chayef to build a wall. I'm really chayef to not do Hezekraia. I'm really chayef to not do Hezekraia. The intensity of not doing Hezekraia is to build a wall. So let me ask you a simple example. Let's say, I don't know, some aliens came down from outer space and made a force field that you couldn't see between my field and your field. Would I be chayef to build a wall?
No.
I thought not, because now there's no Hezekraia. Let's say all of a sudden a cloud landed between our fields and you could never see from one to the other. Would I be chayef to build a wall? Yeah. Of course not, because there's no Hezekraia. Now I'm chayef to build a wall. That I'm chayef to not be mazik with Hezekraia. Well, maybe the Shabbalmar say for this. Don't tell there's a wall. We're each half chayef to build a wall because we're each equally chayef to not be mazik with each other with Hezekraia. Once there's already a wall, now there's no more Hezekraia. I don't care who built the wall. I don't care if space aliens built the wall. I don't care if a stranger came and built a wall by accident. Right? A stranger comes and builds a wall by accident. Right? I don't know. Who does silly things? The army. Right? The U.S. Army comes and the soldiers say, we have orders to build a wall here in order to, you know, protect the army base from marauders. You say, there's not an army base, this is between my field and my neighbor's field, it's just the middle of soybeans and corn. And they say, no, we just follow orders, we don't want to hear this. All right, they build a wall there. right? So now I'm potter from a chayv to build a wall. Why? Because now there's no mechitza. So what's the difference if a stranger or a state alien built the wall? Or if you built a wall? Once you built a wall, there's no mechitza. I'm not chayv. You could sue me, say pay for half the wall because you're being mocked with Ria. But once you build a wall, there's no more Hezekiah. If there's no more Hezekiah, then there's no more Kia. So maybe the Baal HaMor might say, no, the Kia of a building wall is no Be'ah from the Isra Lahat. There's no more Hezek, there's no more Isra Lahazik, the Kia disappeared. So maybe the Baal HaMor can say, I'll be this. You can say, no. If the Messiah, or not Messiah, let's say better. If the Chiyo is not to build a wall, but to not be Mazik with Hezekiah, then once I am no longer Mazik, my Chiyo disappears. The only reason I'm not Mazik is because you went ahead and built a wall. Okay, that's an interesting coincidence. But Lemaisa, I'm not Mazik. Once I'm not Mazik, I have no Kiev anymore. After all, if a stranger came and built the wall, I would have no Kiev. So if you build the wall, I have no Kiev. Again, if you sue me when I have Kiev and build the wall, that's the difference. And you sue me when I have Kiev, it would be. If you sue me when I have a Kiev, they pay for half the wall and take me to court. And meanwhile, start the building process. Well, maybe sue me when I have Kiev.
Rabbeinu, is there a problem with your microphone? We can't hear you.
No, it's every time I lose the internet, come back.
Thank you.
Sorry. Anyway, maybe we could say that it depends on this lundus, which might go back to some of the things we discussed in the beginning of the year. What the nature of this vehicle has agreed. If it's mamish being mazik, that's also being mazik. Or is that more to this? It's also be modern people, or is more to do? No, it's a chiyuv of shreinim. It's not nezik. It's a shreinim. It's also shreinim. There are just like people in the town have to chip into the walls for the town and to build, you know, a water system, a water tower for the town, and to build electric cables for the town. And just like people in a chutzer have to chip in to build the beishar for the chutzer, so people next to each other have to chip in to do whatever is necessary in order for them to get along properly. So I think the more you see it as the chiyuv of hilchos shchenim, then you would say the ikar chiyuv is to build a wall. And therefore, the Ramban is right. Once you're chayav to build a wall, you owe him $500. The fact that he started building without you doesn't mean you don't owe him anymore. But if you say there's no chayav to build a wall, it's just usher to be mazik. It's usher to be mazik. One way, right now, if I'm being mazik, the only way to fix that is to build a wall. But once I've stopped being mazik, then I'm not chayav anymore. So maybe you could say that really it's a lum d'shmachlokes between the Balamor and the Ramban.
Correct. Where is my Balamor? The case is where the makif is around the nikah in all four directions, and the makif fills the wall on all sides, so then we charge the nikah for everything.
I mean, according to the Balamor, if he builds the wall on all four sides, then it's nene, right? Then you have a fourth wall built.
And I'm saying it's really only the fourth wall that's, and then the first three were because of.
And isn't that goof of the folks in the world, whether it's made for all four or not? I mean, that's clearly the opinion of Rabbi Yossi.
He says, right?
Oh, well, that's okay, according to the other day in the Gemara. So, okay, I'm just trying to figure out if I understand what you're asking. What you're asking is
that if you're going to say that once he built the walls, then he got rid of the Gria, so there's no more Gria. So if you go.
And economically, he would admit that no Gria has a Gria, but there's no Gria, and then have a Chasser. The Balmor doesn't think your Chayfra has a Gria. He thinks you're never Chayfra has a Gria. Pashtus. You all have a Chayfra, and then have a Chasser. Pashtus.
Oh, how interesting. How does Rook believe the Balmor does that? I'm going to Tira.
I'm going to Tira, don't do with has Gria. Oh, I see what you're saying. What is Agra and Natura doing here? If we're meaning, okay, there's in general a machlokas rishonim. Is this wall? Dalat Amos wall to prevent. I don't know what's wrong with this. Re'ia, or is the wall a Yudzvachim wall to prevent animals? And if you ask, if we're dealing with a wall that prevents Re'ia, what does Agra Natira have to do with anything? Which is what Dobie was asking. So the Me'iri asked that question. He says Agra Natira means a shomer who yells at people not to dare. So the Me'iri does answer that question. Okay, you can think it's Tzahok. But okay, it's Mefurish. Mefurish the Me'iri here. According to, he has four drachim. Which derech does he say this within? I think the derech hasheni. I think it's in the derech hasheni he says this.
Just in response to this theme, Agave in possibility someone man versus in the shuk in the wall. In which case, the Ramban said,
of course, you're not on the man.
Is Rebbe saying and see that Ramban is holding that because the Nana is a bus there? I have a whole one, or I thought
I'm sorry. The Ramban says if it would be a Malcolm Shinobu Lindor, you'd be high press and read.
Well, or so you want to build a wall, I'll send it for you.
And even the wall. And you, no, you can have to pay him for the wall to build something for you.
And if someone from the shop came and built the wall,
then
you still have to pay, I'll send it for you.
If someone from the shop, good question, what if someone from the shop built the wall, then you'd probably say, well, he made a ton of half to you and half to him, so you both fulfilled your obligation. Okay.
But he says you're fine to pay the guy.
Correct. Yeah.
You repeat the law a couple of times where you make it sound like the Mishnah of Skiddish.
Who's he?
The Balamor. Only be able to build the wall is actually Shamar Me'agar Rukutov, Kulomar Jeloye, parts which is Rab. So when you're not, when you're leaving an opening to which is Rab, then you automatically move that way. It's the wall. So in the cases where you only parted three of them, because that's when you're around the three sides and the fourth side looking for Rishus Harabim, and then you can no longer make him pay that direct. But he has that lesson twice, Carlos, that whenever when you won't be able to charge him if he leaves him open to Rishus Harabim. I'm curious.
Because he's not net, right? Right, what does he say here? Adonavi says that the Abika, a lot of people don't mind if you see them versus Robin, because no one stands a long time and fears. But they mind their neighbor looking at them. Right? And therefore, you can make it pay even for the first meatballs. That's the first meatball. Right? If I can make you pay for these three walls, regardless of the Rishus HaRabim, because it's the person in the other field who's going to do all the staring, not the he didn't believe in rubbernecking, right? Mm-hmm. Not the Rishus HaRabim. Once the guy was go there by himself, and now there's no more chiyuv hezbriya. Now you want to be mechayiv not because of hezbriya, because nen and chaser. Now the standard is you have to be fully protected. No, I'm not reading it. That's what it says. Because what does he say? If the guy sued you originally, al hezbriya, al tashut, then you could make you pay for the three walls. What about your fourth wall? You'll decide if you want to build or not. But once the guy built himself, now he can't sue you all such a thing. Now he's only suing you for a different reason. At this point, it's only if you have all four walls. Okay. Let us, so what have we seen so far? We've seen this, we've tried to work out just the physical space of where are these boundaries. And what's the case of three walls for the walls, four walls for the walls, we put the board there. We asked, how does this kind of bucket show the big door, bucket show the slow big door? The Ramban and many Rishonim and Rashi say Shlokim Shnog Shlo Ligdor. In which case, the Chiddush is Lachora. The Mokim Shnog Shlo Ligdor. But nonetheless, if the guy volunteers to go there, he could be able to sue you for the Hanah you get. If he does it on all four sides and gives you a big Hanah, and that's a big Chiddush. Since one of someone sues you for something your partner promised, the Ramban is safe. No, you're a partner if you insist on your turf from the beginning. If you don't insist on your turf and you leave it like, you know, you're happy that he's helping you out, then you're chayav. And the Balamor said, no, in the case you're naturally chayav. Then we wondered, if you're naturally chayav, so of course you're chayav. You're chayav even on three walls. And you're chayav to pay all the money. And you're chayav no matter who built the fourth wall. And you're chayav to pay what's the four walls. What are all these dealing with the Gemara do? And the Mishnah part of here. And we had three answers, one we didn't like. That you're chayav original, but he was mochel, which is what was two. One is that he gets your chayav originally, but that's only if he's going to build a joint wall. If he builds his own wall, then he's forfeit. He can only sue you alts a different way. Or what I want to say is no, maybe alts has a re'ia, there's no chayav to build a wall. That's a misnomer. Yeah, if practically you're chayav to build a wall for has a re'ia, but conceptually you're not chayav to build a wall, you're just not going to be mine. And if there's no positive key to build a wall, but only a negative is sort of be mazik, then if you're not mazik now, even if it's because he spent money, then he has no grounds that you're mazik. Maybe that one, this could be the sword of the machlokas in the Balamor and the Ramban.
Now, and the Yerushalmi Rebbe said, doesn't the Yerushalmi make the distinction between the Shibud and the Chi of Mammon?
Yeah,
but it's still because of Hezekiah, though.
Absolutely. Once I said it, I don't understand what he said.
What?
He makes a distinction in Sheba and Achiyav. I'm not sure exactly. I must admit, I'm not sure what he means. Okay, I'm not blaming the bigger Shmuel. Right? It's not the bigger Shmuel's fault if you don't like the Sfarah. You know, because I don't know what he meant. But sometimes, like, you gather a nice idea, and like you think maybe that's what he was trying to say, or maybe not. Let's go to the Gemara then. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Halachic picture now.
Yeah, halachic Rabbi Yossi. The Amar Amar Begadir Sarbiyas Begadu of Zakol. Lo Shna Amar Nikaf. Lo Shna Amar Makif. The halach is like Rabbi Yossi, and it doesn't matter if the fourth wall is built by the Nikaf or the Makif. Either way, the Nikaf now has to pay. Itmars, who know our clothes clothing together? How much do you have to pay in accordance with the building materials used? The Ibrahim our clothes we make on the soul only in accordance with the cheapest building materials, which are believed when they are on sale. Tonight, I'm not going to write Michelle's proposal. God is already showing such people such leash in the high. So part of the is the high. So what's the deal? The first figure not high, but the fourth, if you build the fourth, you are high. That's exactly the same as Rabiosi. If they were guilty, or all of the gutters are being the ones that call. So they're the same thing. What's the difference in Tanakam and Rabiosi? And here we have three answers. Bishlama Lerav Huna. Bishlama Lerav Huna Dharma Kolofimashi Gadarba. I need to eat in Tanakama Lerabiosi. Tanakama Summer Kolofi may come to Zol. In Mashigadar Lo. Rabiosi Summer Kolofimashi Gadar. Because what's Rabiosi blocked on? And we're going to assume. Either until the end of the sugya or until the end of the sugya, that who is more makir? Who's mechayiv to pay more? Rabbi Yossi or the Tanakama? Rabbi Yossi, because the lashon is like God will not sakol. So then I said, Tanakama says, make on a result. And Rabbi Yossi says, hakol, the full price of what you spent. But, elchi barav, the rabbi to make on a result, ma'ik of the Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi, even make on a result, or to yavli, ma'ik yavli. If Rabbi Yossi only means to make on a result, right, hakol, right? He writes hakol. The word hakol of Rabbi Yossi meant to make fun of his own. Including interpreting Rabbi Yossi, hakol to make fun of his own. If hakol to make fun of his own, then what's the Tanakam saying that's less than that? So here, there are three answers. My first answer, agar natiri to be an ayur Tanakam, or agar natiri into make fun of his own. Lo, Rabbi Yossi to make fun of his own. First answer is agar natiri, the schar of a shomer. Again, don't imagine nowadays when labor is so much more expensive than. Materials. And obviously hiring a worker is more expensive than buying anything from a factory. In those days, labor was very cheap and materials were much more expensive. So it's cheaper to actually just hire a guy to guard during the season, right? It only needs to be for 2 months a year during the season, than to build any fence. So the Tanakhama says you only have to pay the amount you would spend to hire a guard. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you have to pay the full amount of a fence, but the cheapest fence possible. Mekon and Bezol. That's the first answer. Second answer, No, Tanakama says you don't pay for the first three, but the idea is you do have to pay for the fourth, but only for the fourth. And Rabbi Yossi would say, nope. Once he goes the fourth, you have to pay for all four of them. The last answer, and the last answer of the Gemara here. Okay, so far is Moskam, then there are two Gersos in the Gemara here. We have a Lishna Achrina in our Gemara. Lishna Achrina doesn't mean when they wrote the Gemara originally, they wrote the word Lishna Achrina. They were all Rishonim only in one Gersa of the Gemara. Either they had the first Gersa or the second Gersa. And then at some date after the Rishonim, when they put together the Gemara, they said, let's just put both Gersos in the Gemara called Lishna Achrina. But Rishonim didn't have Lishna Achrina in the Gemara. Right? You either had one Gersa or the other Gersa. Someone tell me, who is the first Gersa and who is the second Gersa? If you give a name. Correct. Correct, absolutely. But who is the main person who had the second? Okay, that's. I admit, it's an unfair question. Who is the main person? Although Tosa's not a person. Right, the Tanakama holds your chayv whether makif or nikaf, and Rabbi Yossi holds only if the nikaf did it. Rashi has the second lashon of the Gemara, and all the Rishonim quote the Gaonim had the first lashon of our Gemara. The Gaonim? Give me a second. Okay. Give me a second. We can erase this board. Okay. I apologize for not even going to get to the sort of heart of the lumpus of the sugya today, but it is a very complicated sugya. I think it is important to get shot. What's the machlokas Hamakama, Bir Rav Gils. Here is Rav Huna, was that who it was? Yeah. Tanakama holds the May Kanim Bazol. And what is it? Kifima Shagadar? What's the lesson of Rav Huna? Hakol Lefima Shagadar. How about Fia Barav? So there are three answers to war. The first Ibai Sema is Agar Natira. First is the May Kanim Bazol. The second answer is Tanakama says you only pay for the fourth wall. And Rav Yosef says for all four walls. The third answer, there are two Gersos. There is the Gersas Hagaonim, which is the Lishnakama in our printed Gemara. So again, no Rishonim said we have two Rishonim in our Gemara. And the Gersas Rashi, obviously each one and lots of other people. Equals the Lishna Basra. What is the your Lishna Kama says? Tanakama Sagar Kaima the Amadnika from Gavamun Sakon. Avaloman Makith, Aino Nosma, Mayor VS for the also sort of Losh Nikolosha Makith, Amagoda, the God of S. Hakol. At least, that is the Girsa of most. Rishonim. The Rashba has a slightly different girsa even within the Gaonim. But what does Rav Yossi hold? It says, Bain Amad Makif, Bain Amad Nikaf. He says, for all four walls. And what is the girsa like? Oh, well, and what is the Tanakhama says? No. If it's Amad Makif, then he only pays for the fourth wall. If it's Ahmad Nikaf, then he pays for all four walls. The Rashba actually had a different version of the Gomi's Girsa. And the Rashba says that Ahmad Nikaf doesn't pay anything. So we'll put the little green. The Rashba's version had Ahmad Makif, Potter the Gomi. Okay, what's the Gersa of Rashi? The Lishna Achrina. Makim Nikim Gimnaid, Hanakabas of Gother Makas or Vias Nami Yark Lake, or Yosan of Amen Nikim Gothers or Vias from Yark Lake, the Gully Dykes, Nikolay, or Gother Makif, Lo Yark Lake, BD. That is the opposite. They say, Bain Ahmad Makif, Bain Ahmad Nikaf, you pay for all four walls. Right? Well, you have to pay. Let's assume that, technically, I assume there are more walls. And here he says, no. Ahmad Makif is Potter, and Ahmad Nikaf is Kayev. Right? Someone point out that the Gemara Bava Kama is Mekurish, like which Girsa? All right, what? Girsa Rashi, right? The Gemara Bava Kama is Mekurish, like the Girsa Rashi. The Tanakama holds whether the Makif or the Nikaf built your right to pay, but Rabbi Yossi holds only if The Nikaf built the fourth wall, you're high to pay. The Makif built the fourth wall, you're Potter. Right? That is Mefurish. The Gemara Bava Kama. What are they only going to do with the Gemara Bava Kama? Okay, what did Bella Moore already say? What are they going to do with the fact that it's against the Gemara Bava Kama? There appears the opposite of the Pumfakar of the Gemara Bava Kama. What's the word? What's the catchphrase they use? Sugyos ha muklafos. They're switched in different places. Right, you're right. Our Gemara is against Bava Kama. There's some sort of it's switched 180 degrees in different places. You would have to say this is sugyos hamuchlofos. It's sugyos that get switched in different pesachdas, and our Gemara is the opposite of Bava Kama. I'll point out just to make it a little more complicated that Tosfos, not a real Tosfos, a God Tosfos, right at the top of the Hayim and Aleph. Has the Gersa of Al Makif, Lo Yavla, Ella, Well, first of all, Tosfos Rav Rabbi Yossi has Rashi or Bonin, right? Though we already pointed out, the Tosfos of Rashi here to the Bonin spheres up. Tosfos Rav Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Mach, Nikav Gadders, or Bias, I've got that Hatha, a Machmir, from Machmir, which may have been a poll, Mahakmir, Shalahani, Kamo, Lahani, Hachi, Lashim, Amar Machmir, Nikav. What's the advantage? What's the advantage of Rashi spheres up? It matches Baba Kama. Mm-hmm. Why did the owner have a different gerusa? Because in every case, Rabbi Yossi was more makir, made you pay more. Here he made you pay more. Here he made you pay more. Here he made you pay more. So here also he should make you pay more. They not get paid, you have to pay. What is Tosfos? So say Tosfos, obviously in Rashi gerusa. How come until now in every lusher, Rabbi Yossi made you pay more, now he makes you pay less? Ah, so until now the question was the amount you pay. And then he made you pay more because the God who wants that call. Now the question is, who built the wall that makes you pay? So instead of looking at the God who wants that call, it becomes irrelevant. Instead, we look at the lashon of Imad. And Imad implies the Nikah. Okay, how do we know Imad implies the Nikah? We know. Moses talked about that, and Rashi talked about that a little earlier in Dimar Masko. So Tosos in the Haggadah, Tosos adds one thing. He says, I assume he's going with the same gear. So he has a slightly different gear. So Kosov is far, but Makif lo yod le'el neighbor vias. So here also, parallel, the Hagahas Tosfos has a gear, that Amad Makif is bill pay for the fourth wall. Meaning, whichever is the one who punches on the market, the popular gamay, or does it say both pay fourth wall and it's same demon? One did a fourth wall for market, but one did a wall for the Vika. So within the Gersa to Omen, the main Gersa to Omen market still pay fourth wall. Rashi says nothing. Within the Gersa of Rashi and Baba Kama, the mainstream Gersa that Omen market pays nothing. However, the Hagos Tosfos, I'm a Tosfos, the original Tosfos, the Hagos Tosfos, says he pays for the fourth wall. What comes out of this? What comes out of this is that this is what is going, we're going to have to say or decide not to say if you want to be stubborn. Oneness, in order to explain it, is that we have three factors going on in the Gemara. One in the Mishnah and three factors in the Gemara. The one in the Mishnah seems pretty clear, which is that three walls putter, four walls chayiv. And why? That seems to fit with the Gemara in Bava Kama, because three walls are not really nana. Four walls are nana, right? So what are the factors here? We'll count this as factor number zero, right? The Mishnah says, three walls putter, four walls chayiv. We only get off the ground if there are four walls. Again, don't ask me, why do you have to pay you for three walls? Because we have to re-up. The answer is either it's a muck which is under the door, or the answer is we get to the Balamara. But in the Gemara, there are three factors. What are the three factors in the Gemara? Number two, first question is, the Eichos, how much does he pay? What do I mean by this? Is it the fee mashagadar? Is it the may kanim mizol? Or is it agar natira? Who holds each of these opinions? Let's see if we can do this nicely. This is Rabbi Yossi lefi Rav Huna. This is Rabbi Yossi lefi Chia Bar Rav and Tanakama Lefi Rav Huna. And this is Tanakama Lefi Chia Bar Rav, according to the first tables in our Gemara. That's one question. What do you have to figure out? What's the Yisroel Machlokes between these different deals? Are they just arguing about Umdana of what's necessary in the North category, or are they arguing out the Lundish, what actually makes someone have to pay here if it's not history in the first place? Second issue. Thomas. How much does he pay? Meaning, does he pay for
Microphone.
Days. I don't know what's going on today. Or do we say at Sveidina? And Ahmad Makif pays only Ruach Revius, and this is the maybe the opinion of, right? Of the Tanakama, I see Tavrits Shlishi, except for the Rafa, and our Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama will see Tavrits Girses Geonim, and Rabbi Yossi will see the Tavrits Gemo, Girses Rashi, Rak, will see. Okay, the third question, and I think then we're going to have to end with this, is if Ahmad Makif, or who is what if Ahmad Makif, the Gunner Servius? So, do we say nope? Chai of Rak im Ahmad Nikaf. If he was Chai of only Ahmad Nikaf, then probably because of Gilu Das. Or Chai of Afilu im Ahmad Makif. Okay, we're definitely not going to have room to put all of this on the board. Exactly who holds which. But who says that only if Ahmad Nikaf, this would be the... Okay, this is pretty poshut. Hanakama lefi teirutz gimel girsas geonim, and Rabbi Yossi lefi teirutz gimel girsas Rashi. Who holds the other way around? The opposite. Right. The other way around is the plural held by the opposite, or could it be? We already wrote who holds this. We already know who holds this. Right? Basically, we have three fundamental issues. Each of these three, we have really their own alumnus, and we have to figure out what they're telling us. This is a good place to stop, because now we have our homework to go and look at the sugyas a little more bit homek and figure out what factor underlies all these issues, what alumnus underlies all those factors. Now that we have the facts down, and so technically that would be only important to the one other thing is that we're not important to the first two answers. The answer is we can't. Right, according to the first two answers, We can't know for sure.
Well, it's a big muscle.
But, exactly, we can't know for sure, except for according to Shmuel. So we should add one thing. We said, plus, Shmuel, remember, our Shmuel said, they mock it, they nick up, so clearly that gets a little more of a little more press. Shmuel has been mock it, they nick up, and he's been Rav Yossi, right? He says, Rav Yossi, right? So let's say a little better. Last thing, sorry, I'm going to ask you again.
Sure.
Plus, what Rav Yossi lefi Shmuel? Okay. Now we'll just try to think about these things a little and think up about it. I apologize for the internet today. I really don't know what to do. I'm trying everything I can. We've also been complaining a lot. You can actually see here, 1 second. Just to make you feel like it's not any disrespect. You see there's an open ta'alah here where they're trying to put wires in order to improve the internet here so you can plug it in instead of relying on Wi-Fi. So the administration does care and we're trying to work on it. And hopefully you'll all come in person soon. But even before that, hopefully you'll fix the internet.
I gave you a whole bunch today.
Thank you so much. Hello, Meyer Berry, for the show.
The way they do it.
Yeah, how do they say the Birkas Shmuel?
Very brief, let me show you how they do it here. Let me give it to you. Here. Is this what you have in mind right here? It's very short and brief. I don't know if this is what you have in mind.
Which is it? Here. Birkas Shmuel, beer smell. And more sorry, Shahzik Yochiv Kapi Shmaish Luyazik Kaveru. That's exactly, I think that's what I was trying
that's
to say.
That's what you're doing. Okay.
The Chiyav Shalo Yazik. And therefore, an Estalik has agreed, and Nifka may have a Kiddush Yadav. He don't think of you, Kotel, only Tom Shinen, with the option, he's a Estalik, he's a Elopurech, which I'll be able to Ramban, so resume Klavi Chiyav, Mom Klavi. That's exactly what I was saying. Boy, the Sifta is much clearer than the Birkas Shmuel inside.
Oh.
Amazing.
Is that Kiddush?
No.
Yeah.
You know, they taina. I don't know if this is true. You know what they say in the Velt?
Yes.
They say in the Velt that the Birkas Shmuel was writing in Hebrew, but thinking Yiddish. In Yiddish.
Yes. Exactly.
He was writing in Hebrew, thinking in Yiddish, absolutely. And that's why it didn't come out clear.
When I was a kid, we used to hear that.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's true. It could also be that he just, wasn't a good writer. Could have been a good Magid Shir, not a good writer.
Maybe it wasn't a good Magid Shir either.
Well, I mean, he was very successful. He must have done something, right? Right? I mean, in those days, you didn't get to be a world-famous, successful Rosh Hashiva because you had political connections.
Mm-hmm.
You had to give a good shir.
So when he learned by Reb Chaim, which siguf was it? Was it in Balashin or was it in Bris?
No.
Last night, Rabbi Verhaftik was CEO when he was telling me his grandfather learned by Reb Chaim in Bris. And he only had a small, but it didn't sound from Rabbi Verhaftik that it really influenced his grandfather all that much.
Look, I'm sure that people learned by Reb Chaim and then decided to move on with their lives, and then it wasn't for them.
Big influence was in Valarshan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He had a small group from what I was told yesterday, last night. Okay, but I heard that same story about the Birkas Shmuel,
but who knows?
But this is expressed pretty well. Even part of the confusion that's hard with the Balamor is it's hard to tell where is the Hezekria going on. Is it between the two neighbors with the two fields, or is it from the people from the Rishus HaRabim?
Right.
So the jumping or trying to.
Yeah, look, part of the problem is that everyone has such a different scenario that you have to keep track of all the spars for all the scenarios, and at a certain point it becomes impossible. Like, there's so many factors floating around, it's like, it's already taking exponential time, not polynomial time. So we're just going to have to try and, tackle each little slice by itself, and in the back of our mind, try the best we can to make sure that everything works with everything, but...
You know, it's so AV told me, you know, if I actually wanted to make like some chart of all the different sheets and how you combine them all, I would need six dimensions. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to happen.
We thought you could do a three-dimensional chart.
I mean, even three dimensions is not going to happen.
So, how much you went through all handball and what?
Right, in terms of this, correct. But he's saying, taking the account, how do you explain that if it's the inner walls or if it's the outer walls? And how do you explain it if it's bunkers? Not going to, you know, forget bunkers, not going to, let's black box that. That's the, so he's saying, what does it physically look like and how does that fit for everything? That's going to be tricky. Yeah.
How far do you, I always ask you this
question. How far did we get?
I always ask you this question. Right. Sometimes
the answer is we're in the middle of one.
Yeah, but that's not a good answer.
The answer is we're in the middle of one.
Where do you? Which one?
The answer is we discussed some. We discussed the Rashba. We discussed Rashi. We didn't finish. We discussed part of one Tosos. We have to discuss another Tosos. We discussed part of the Milchamos. We have to discuss the other part of the Milchamos. So really, the answer is that we're in the middle of two. We didn't discuss all of any Rishon.
So I'm not sure with okay, well, I'll let you do it.
Yeah.
With the loop,
that's part of the problem is there's a Mulchamos. The Mulchamos talks about six different things. So, you know, now we could just say we're going to go from Mulchamos in order and just learn Mulchamos. But if you want to learn in the context of everyone else,
okay,
then we didn't even go from Tosos in order, right? I still have to talk about an earlier Tosos. I talked about two later Tosos.
But the big thing you want to get to is the Rambam and the graph on the Rambam, and Avi's got this other version of the Grach, and here they have it in the Granat.
Right. The Grach is not about our Rambam. The Grach is not about the Rambam and our Sunya. The Grach is coincidentally about a Rambam and Bava Kamma and talks about our Sunya.
Okay.
The Grach doesn't discuss the Rambam Shita on Makif and Nikaf. But the Grach is discussing something and then comes on to Makif and Nikaf.
Okay.
But so he's not about the Rambam on Makif and Nikaf. Okay. He's about Makif and Nikaf.
The Granat and they say it's clearer.
Oh, yeah, there's a Granat?
Yeah.
Where, in Bava Kamma or Bava Basra?
I have to show. I think we're making a mistake and give you the wrong address.
Irv, how are you?
Simon Kuf Samachet.
Okay, that is Kuf Samachet, Kuf Samachet sounds like the beginning of Bava Basra to me.
That's beyond me. Okay.
Rip, I have a quick question.
Sure.
In the case where, when he builds the fourth wall, you know, my question is, when does the chiyuv arise? In other words, does building a fourth wall create a new chiyuv because he's now using all four walls? Or does the chiyuv start to arise when he builds the three walls, but it's not activated until the fourth wall? That's my question. And it might be a chakira. When does the chiyuv arise? And the nafka mina might be, if he builds three walls and then the mukaf sells his land, so, and then he sells it to somebody else, and then the fourth wall is built. Is the mukaf then chayav in all of these or not? According to the view that he pays for all of them, that it's a new chayav, he's chayav because he's now using all four walls. But according to the other view, where the chayav starts to arise when he first built the three walls, he says, I wasn't the owner then, so this chayav never arose for the first three, and I'm not chayav anymore for those three.
Very interesting question. Let's think about this for a second. Clearly, he doesn't have to pay after the first three walls. Correct. Why doesn't he have to pay the first three walls?
Let's assume
because he's not Nene. Why is Chaim Meyersdorf calling me? Chaim, are you calling me on purpose? No, I guess not. What's the machayev if the saying is the machayev there for the first three walls, just as some tonight that's not fulfilled, or is the machayev not there?
Right.
Or could you say there's a machayev lemafreya? Maybe there's a machayev lemafreya. So that's a fascinating question. If you view it as Yorath Toch Ste Havero and a Ta'o Bershus or Shalo Bershus, then you would think that the Machayev is Mafreya there all along. He was working for me. Money. If you view it as
In other words, it's only with the fourth wall that he gets hana from all of them, but he's getting hana from all of them.
Right.
With the nuclear.
Right. I never thought about that. It's proving a little tricky to wrap my head around. My intuition is that the chiyuv's kilo all along. Just there's some tonight that's not fulfilled.
And then the question is, the nafkamina that I mentioned, if somebody sold his land, then is the new one,
right,
you know, obligated by that?
Right.
So say it was the obligation of the previous owner. It wasn't my obligation.
Right.
Sorry, I just need to clear out the room for someone else, but I realize I can't continue the conversation, even if I clear out the room. You don't use this, do you? Look, it's a good question. I have to figure out how to be magger that, like what it's tully on, Kilo.
Right.
If you say you're not nana yet, then maybe there's no machayev till you're nana. If you say it's because I worked for you, then maybe there's a machayev lemafreya once I started working for you. Unless I'm afraid that I'm behind you. I don't know. It's a good question. My sort of intuition might be that if you're really looking at that, maybe not net until you're not.
You froze. I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I can't. Sorry, it's because I'm walking between
my
points. Right.
That's okay. I understand.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good question.
I have to think about it. Maybe we'll mention some categories that will help us analyze it, you know, in the rest of the week. Really good question. Okay, my initial thoughts are, if you look at this from the sugya of Zen and Zelo Chaser, then you're not Nana until the end. Maybe there's no Machayev at all. If you look at the sugya of Yor, the Toch Stei Chaveru, and the Toch Shalom Bershot, then...
Sorry, you froze.
Okay, sorry.
You froze. Even after, you know what? I'm going to have to come back this year. That's the answer.
Yeah, you're invited.
We could talk normally.
They say every day Corona's getting better.
Right. Oh, thank you. You froze. Sorry, you froze.